ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a very important question, and that question is also related to this day that we are currently in. Because as you know, in general, we are in the month of Ramadan, and you know, the month of Ramadan is the most important, one of the most important, or perhaps the most important month of the Islamic calendar. You know, it has a lot of virtues. Some of those virtues we talked about in some of our previous sessions. But specifically, tonight is the night of the attack perpetrated on Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. As you know, this night in the past, in history tells us that in the past on this night, Imam Ali alayhi salam entered the mosque of Kufa, and he in the morning time for the Fajr prayers, and when he went down into prostration, he was struck by the sword of a person named Ibn Muljim. And then subsequently, after a few days, because of the wound that was inflicted on him by that strike, he passed away and he attained martyrdom. So on behalf of The Key and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners, wherever they are, on this very sad and grievous and very, you know, a solemn day. Today, the question that we want to pose is regarding Imam Ali, and we want to ask, what are the virtues of Imam Ali? Because when we understand his virtues, the more we understand his virtues, the more will we understand why his martyrdom is such a big loss for humanity in general, for Muslims in particular, and most specifically for his followers from amongst the Shia. The truth is that there are so many virtues for Imam Ali alayhi salam that it's hard to even enumerate them. But just by way of passing, we can mention some of the great virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam, as has been reflected in the traditions and in also the verses of the Holy Quran. By way of example, the Holy Prophet has been narrated as having said, Ali is with the truth, and the truth is with Ali. It turns wherever he turns, meaning they are inseparable. And in a similar verse, which kind of echoes the same theme, the Holy Prophet has been narrated as having said, Ali is with the Quran, and the Quran is with Ali. They will never separate until they come to me at the heavenly waters. So these kind of traditions imply that, you know, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in his life, he always stood on the side of the truth. He followed the dictates and the ordinances of the Holy Quran, and he never swerved from them. In another blessed tradition, the Prophet, he explains to us the great expansive knowledge of Imam Ali. The Prophet said, I am the city of knowledge and Ali is its gate. Whoever wants the knowledge should approach it through its gate. And finally, the Holy Prophet said the following, in which he conveyed to us the idea that the Prophet, meaning himself and Imam Ali, are from the same tree. He said, Ali and I are from the same tree, and the rest of the people are from different trees. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the light of the prophetic traditions Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, in the program The Key on RIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.